Hi, this is Walter Koenig, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson with a reminder that our second hour will include tributes to Ed Asner from Ed Weinberger, Susan Silver, Deborah Pearl, and Ed's eldest son, Matthew Asner. Please stay tuned for that. In the meantime, joining us now is our friend Chuck Carter. Chuck Carter, pop culture historian, artist, documentary filmmaker, musician, and all-around man about town. Ed Asner was one of the stars that Chuck interviewed for his book, Mr. Novak, an acclaimed television series. Not only that, Chuck interviewed Ed Asner in person, in his office, on more than one occasion. So you actually met him in person. You actually had some FaceTime with him.
Yeah, I did, Ed, and it was a wonderful experience. I certainly was looking forward to it. And when I had spoke to Ed to interview him for the book, he was more than kind. He remembered actually a lot more than I thought he would, because he was only briefly in the Mr. Novak pilot and then one episode. But he had some good stories and observations, and he came across as the witty, kind of crusty guy that he was to so many people. Well, my cameraman and I went over on that day to his house, and actually somebody let us in because he wasn't quite there yet. Someone was driving him back from an appointment. So we were told, well, just go hang out in his office. And I said, oh, yeah, sure. So my cameraman and I are sitting there, and I'm looking around the office, and it looked like a manufacturing factory for Emmy Awards. It went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Holy gee. And there were a lot of them, 7, 8 maybe, or something like that. There were also numerous framed certificate type of awards or recognitions on the wall, and additional stacked framed things on the floor as well. And what struck me about the office was, yes, it was set up as an office. There was his desk and so forth. But it was, like him, very unpretentious. Yes, he had his awards up. I'm sure he was very proud of them. But they're also kind of stacked in the corner and, you know, like it used to be. So it was just great. So we're checking everything out. And there were a few, say, humorous drawings of him or stuff from people he had knew or worked with his type of sense of humor as well. So about that time, I hear in the door opens, and coming down the hall, I go, so where the hell are these guys I'm going to talk to? And I kind of went, well, I guess that's us, huh? So he came in, and hi, how you doing, and this and that. And good to see you, you know. And so we sat down, and, you know, we did a couple of takes, and he was very good, and I was grateful for it. And the little clip can be seen at MrNovakBook.com, which is the site for the book. It's very funny. So talking to him, he did it. He was great. He couldn't have been more gracious. And when it was over, I said, Ed, can I stand next to you at the desk? Because that's where he sat when he did the little speech he did for me. And my friend take a few pictures. He says, yeah, sure. So I'm standing next to him, and the camera guy's getting the camera ready, and I leaned down real serious, and I said, you know, Ed, I heard a real rumor about you on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. And he looked up in mock surprise, and he said, well, what's that? I said, well, you know, the rumor that you had relations with Mary Tyler Moore. And he looked back up, and he said, who told you that? And I said, you did. He said, oh, yeah, that's right. Ah, she was great. I'm telling you, what a gal. And we went on with it, right? So a golden moment.
Chuck Carter is with us as part of our tribute to Ed Asner. Chuck interviewed Ed Asner in person on more than one occasion for his excellent book, Mr. Novak, an acclaimed television series. Ed Asner played one of the teachers in the pilot episode of Mr. Novak. He also played a different character, a teacher at the Braille Institute, in a second season episode of Mr. Novak that also features Zalman King and Celeste Holm, two people whose names you don't normally put together in the same sentence. First season of Mr. Novak is available on DVD through Warner Archive. You want to get Chuck's book, Mr. Novak, an acclaimed television series, available through Bear Manor Media as well as Amazon.com. And as Chuck just mentioned, the very heartfelt video endorsement of Mr. Novak, an acclaimed television series, appears at MrNovakBook.com. We've talked about this on the air. We've talked about this off the air. The challenge when you talk to a person like an Ed Asner, whose credits go on forever because they're always very much in demand, is if you talk to them about something specific that they did 60 years ago, maybe they'll remember. Chances are they may not remember because they were busy working. And the fact that you got two great stories, at least two great stories from him for your book, and you got vivid memories from him about how meaningful it was to work with Dean Jagger in particular.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing that struck me, well, many things struck me about Ed. One is great sense of humor, his vitality at being quite elderly, and his work ethic. I believe he worked right up till the end. But when I was talking to him, and after I took the few pictures with him, and we joked about him and Mary Tyler Moore having relations, we sat and talked for a little while. And God bless him, he had something coming up that night to make a phone call interview. And in a few days, he was getting a script for something. And then he was going to be somewhere doing theater in 2 weeks. I mean, he had a full schedule set up. So he was keeping busy, and I think that's the real key for any creative artist when they get quite old, is to keep working. Christopher Lee is another example of a guy who literally worked in harness until the end, because there's something new to look forward to. There's a new plane to catch, a new hotel, a new limo, a new whatever, and it keeps everything fresh. But there's many good things to remember about Ed Asner. Certainly his activism is a big part of it. But I think Ed Asner will always be with us because he's going to turn up in so many different shows of vintage times and movies as well. And so you never know when he might turn up. And I've seen him in many, many things, as I'm sure you have, Ed. But one of the great things about Ed is no matter how big the part or how well written or directed, Ed Asner always gave 100%. Even if he had a little 3-minute scene in an early show or whatever, the guy never slacked at all. And in later years, he had such a reputation, he could have, and he didn't.
No.
So, you know, a fine, fine artist.
Very, very fine artist. The word commitment has come up many times in the conversations we've recorded for this program this week, Chuck. His total commitment as an actor, as a performer, to whatever role he was playing, whether it was a lead role, whether it was a supporting role, he always gave it his all. And the great thing about, we mentioned he did two episodes of Novak. He played two different characters. That was back in, you know this, that was back in the era, which was good for character actors like Ed Asner, because there were many different anthology type of shows, which means there are that many more opportunities for character actors. And the great thing, you can't do this today. They don't do this today. They should, but they don't do this today. But back in the 60s and the 70s and up into the 80s, you could appear in the pilot as one character, and the casting directors would have no hesitation about bringing you back for season late, either later that year or for the following year, which is what they did with Ed Asner. They don't do that today, and Ed groused about that during one of his visits on our program. He did a Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David, and in the episode he did, his character passed away at the end of the show. Okay. Well, Curb Your Enthusiasm has been on basically for 20 years. And he ran into Larry David at a function.
Yeah.
And they were talking, and Ed said, "You should have me back on your show." And David, being Larry David, said, "No, we can't do that." And Ed said, "Why not?" And he said, because you played a character who died, and the audience will, even if I cast you as somebody else, the audience will remember that. Now, that makes no sense to you and me, and it made no sense to Ed Asner, but that's the way it is right now.
And I'm sure Ed had very vividly descriptive phrases on that point of view from Mr. Larry David, which I would repeat, but let's just chalk it in there with having relations.
Very much so. Chuck Carter is with us as part of our tribute to Ed Asner. Chuck interviewed Ed in person in his office on more than one occasion for his excellent book, Mr. Novak, an acclaimed television series, which you can find Amazon.com, where books are sold. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
We are the real Brady Bros. Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg. And who are you again?
I played Peter. We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of The Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why The Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day. We are the real Brady Bros.
Chuck Carter also wrote, Hey, Hey, We're the Monkeys, the acclaimed Disney Channel documentary for which he interviewed all four monkeys, Davy Jones, Mickey Dolenz, Peter Tork, Michael Nesmith, and other key people behind the monkeys phenomenon. The 2021-2022 television series marks the 55th anniversary of the monkeys on television, which means the monkeys are now eligible for ARP.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Yeah, how funny, old monkeys. You know, Ed, another thing about Ed that is really a kudo to him is Ed Asner could play light comedy, almost slapstick-type comedy, subtle comedy, light drama, heavy, intense, almost Tennessee Williams drama, and even appear in, I'm sure, a few slightly science fiction or odd shows, if not specifically Night Gallery or Twilight Zone, but something on that level, meaning his range was all over the place. And he was always convincing, whether he was light and funny or heavy. And he could be a nice guy, a family man, a kindly uncle, an evil, nasty boss, a killer, a rough guy. I mean, and he was always believable, always. You always believed in whatever he was doing. And I think that enthusiasm for acting and characterization really came across to everyone, because there are numerous, and I'm sure you'll back me on this, numerous actors or people in the business who have always looked up to him as, if not a role model, or as an inspiration, you know, to always give your all no matter what it is. And that's a pretty good legacy to have.
That's a very good legacy to have. Chuck Carter's with us as part of our tribute to Ed Asner. Chuck interviewed Ed in person more than once for his excellent book, Mr. Novak, an acclaimed television series. Chuck has another book in the works. It takes place against the backdrop of the golden age of Hollywood.
Yeah, and it's a book about Lila Leeds, who was a young starlet actress in the late 40s, up and coming, and was busted with Robert Mitchum for marijuana possession in 1948. Big, big scandal at the time. And unfortunately, Mitchum's career went on because he had the studio backings and he was a bad boy, but she kind of caught the brunt of the outrage, and throughout the 50s had many, many difficulties and almost died, but in the 60s turned her life around, found religion, founded a little church, and lived a quiet, modest, but healthy life until 1999. So it's an incredible story of Hollywood dreams and dashed hopes and triumphs and failures and ultimately redemption. And you can read all about the book in progress at lilaleedsbook.com. That's LILALEEDSBOOK.com. lilaleedsbook.com. And if you drop by, check out the site. There's a lot of content. And please leave your name and email, and you'll be upgraded on bulletins and so forth. And the book's progress.
LilaLeedsBook.com, LilaLeedsBook.com, to keep up to date on Chuck Carter's latest book, LilaLeedsBook.com. Sign up and you can get email updates, not only of the book itself, but the new content at LilaLeedsBook.com. Chuck Carter will be back in a few weeks to talk about The Untouchables and why The Untouchables by Quinn Martin still holds up today. If I recall, Ed Asner did one or two episodes of the Untouchables as well. Chuck, always a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you for sharing some memories of Ed Asner.
Yes, and just let me sign off with this. The Lila Leeds book will be entitled Lila Leeds, Marijuana Martyr, Behind the Smoke. And thank you, Ed. And here's to Ed Asner, who will always be with us and provided so many hours of entertainment for us through all those years.
Stay with us. There's a lot more TV Confidential to come. Our second hour will include tributes to Ed Asner from Ed Weinberger, writer-producer of The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Susan Silver, one of the original writers for The Mary Tyler Moore Show, character actress Veronica Redd. Veronica appeared on three episodes of The Lou Grant Show. We'll also hear from singer-actress Deborah Pearl, and Ed Asner's eldest son, Matthew Asner. All that and more when we continue our tribute to Ed Asner during hour number two of TV Confidential. Stay with us. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/tvconfidential, x.com/tvconfidential, or @tvconfidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.